U.S. Marine Nicole G., 23-year-old from California, killed in Afghanistan terrorist attack. By Brecken Eftis on August 28, 2021. United States Marine Sergeant Nicole L. G., 23, has been identified as one of the 13 U.S. service members who was killed in Thursday's terrorist attacks in Kabul, Afghanistan. G became known to the world as a hero when she posted an August 20 picture of her on Instagram caring for a baby in Kabul, saying, "I love my job." Less than a week later, she would be killed in a heinous suicide bombing believed to be perpetrated by members of the Islamic State, Khorasan Province, ISIS-K, ISIS's Afghanistan affiliate. The Department of Defense later posted the picture on Twitter. As Breitbart News reported, ISIS-K claimed responsibility for two suicide bombings outside Hamid Karzai International Airport, the staging point for the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, which killed at least 90 people, including 13 U.S. service members, and wounded another 150. G, from Roseville, California, was a maintenance technician with 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit. As Stars and Stripes reported, Captain Karen Holiday said of G that she was doing God's work. A warrior, searching Afghan women and children trying to get out of country. Holiday added that G was a model Marine who had recently been promoted to sergeant meritoriously. Family and friends of the 23-year-old took to social media to express messages of love for the fallen Marine. "I can't even begin to fathom that you're gone. Or come up with the words to express my grief over losing you. I never thought we would be one of the 13 families waiting to get the tragic news. I love you so much, Nicole," wrote G's cousin on Facebook. "Not a single day will go by where I don't miss you. And our family will never be the same now that you're no longer with us," her cousin continued in her heartfelt post. "You were a hero to the people you helped in Kabul, and we could not be more proud of your memory." A friend, who appears to have been in the Marines with G, also posted a message on Facebook. "How her last breath was taken doing what she loved, helping people, at Hia in Afghanistan," she said. G's friend continued. "Our generation of Marines has been listening to the Iraq/Afghan vets tell their war stories for years. It's easy to feel distant when you're listening to those conversations. It's easy for that war and those stories to sound like something so distant. Something that you feel like you're never going to experience since you joined the Marine Corps during peacetime. The stories are powerful and moving. Motivating. You know it can happen. And you train to be ready if/when it does. You're ready. Gung ho. You raise your hand for all of the deployments, you put in the work. I find peace knowing that she left this world doing what she loved," she concluded. "She was a Marine's Marine. She cared about people. She loved fiercely. She was a light in this dark world. She was my person." Other U.S. service members thus far identified as being killed in the attacks include Marine Corps Staff Sergeant Darren T. Hoover, 31, of Salt Lake City, Utah, Marine Corps Sergeant Giovanni Rosario Pichardo, 25, of Lawrence, Massachusetts, Marine Corps Corporal Hunter Lopez, 22, of Indio, California, Marine Corps Corporal Dagan W. Page, 23, of Omaha, Nebraska, Marine Corps Corporal Humberto A. Sanchez, 22, of Logansport, Indiana, Marine Corps Lance Corporal David L. Espinoza, 20, of Rio Bravo, Texas, Marine Corps Lance Corporal Jared M. Schmitz, 20, of St. Charles, Missouri, Marine Corps Lance Corporal Riley J. McCollum, 20, of Jackson, Wyoming, Marine Corps Lance Corporal Dylan R. Marola, 20, of Rancho Cucamonga, California, and Marine Corps Lance Corporal Kareem M. Nikui, 20, of Norco, California.